Steve.
Are we still one? This is like a miracle. We only have one motion left. Can we do
yes,
that?
Let's get
now?
Yes, yes.
All right.
I saw two motions on
there.
Two.
Two.
Okay. Page 32.
Where are we? Okay. Whose
motion
is that?
Canary.
Canary?
Oh, that's 33. I'm sorry.
33.
32 is Grace Aaron. You're right.
Okay. Okay, 32.
32 is Grace Aaron.
Staff membership profile.
The following information is required for all staff paid and unpaid for emergency purposes and to qualified candidates and or voters in the staff LSP election. 1, full name. 2, full address. 3, phone number. 4, email address. 5, emergency contact information in case of illness or injury. 6, name of above staff member, supervisor, KKK. 7, volunteer or paid staff duties. 8, number of hours worked in the last 3 months. 9, signature of supervisor validating above information. The supervisor of the staff member shall make 3 copies of these forms. One shall be kept by the staff member supervisor, 2 shall be given to the membership officer who will maintain this information, and 4, the 3rd copy to the GM. This information will be made available to the local election supervisor as needed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Employee information.
Who's the membership officer?
Terry Guy.
Okay.
Any discussion?
So you're saying for staff?
I have a question.
Alan?
So are you saying this is to create and maintain an up-to-date database of unpaid staff for election and other purposes?
Yes.
Paid and unpaid.
If someone is injured at the station, we should have an emergency contact person and information.
Okay, so I'd like to speak in support of this. I know in many years working at KCSK that especially the unpaid staff list was often badly out of date, and a lot of people didn't get their ballots and weren't able to vote because they weren't on that list, and also people that were long gone were still listed as current members, so I just wanted
is this different than what I'm already doing for the election, where I turn in the names and verify that people worked 3 hours in the last 3 months or 3 hours in the last year?
Well, I don't know what you're already doing, but I think it's important for us to have an emergency contact information for each.
No, I understand that, but the 30 hours is a rolling number. It's a date at which I say, yes, in the last 3 months we will have done that, because people come and go. Someone that worked like 60 hours 4 months ago would not qualify to vote. So it's a different thing.
This
is an additional burden.
That would be up to the local election supervisor and their interpretation of the bylaws. It's in the bylaws. It's not anything that I would necessarily
say. It's the 2 copies of it for 3 different people. Okay?
Yeah.
I'm wondering if this is the intention, and if not, I'd like to make a friendly amendment to the motion, and that is that this would be filled out quarterly. That's the intention, that every 3 months this would have to be renewed. In order for it to be current, to have to reflect the current condition of the staff, it would have to be done every 3 months, I would imagine.
4 months.
I think there are 2 separate things here. One is maintaining a clear profile of our staff. The other is the question of eligibility for elections. I think the certification of how many hours has to be in the 3 months before the date of record. That is in the bylaws. You have to work. You have, under the bylaws, anybody on unpaid staff has to work 30 hours in the 3 months prior to the date of record for the election. So I think that the only time that the hours have to be certified is as of June 30th, if somebody worked 30 hours of unpaid staff time. So I don't think that has to be updated quarterly. Otherwise, I think it's a good idea that we should have a clear record of who's on our staff, and I don't think it's an onerous requirement.
I think we're for discussion. Did someone
We're at time for the whole meeting.
We extended this
Point of information.
I have 3 minutes left for the whole entire meeting, so we'll try to get
Call the question.
Point of information. One of the items requested on this, which isn't kept up to date, is the fact that there's emergency contact information for those in the building. That should be maintained at all times. Now, if you're only going to do it, you should at least do it quarterly, right? That would be part of my motivation for this motion.
Thank you. So let's say call the question.
Call the question.
Yeah.
Are there any objections to this motion passing?
Well, excuse me, but it's been moved to amend it, and I seconded the motion to amend.
Make it quarterly.
Sure.
Okay. So all in favor of, well, what's the amendment to make it quarterly? So how would the amendment read? Where would you put the amendment in there, and how would it read?
Okay, let's say.
Number 8, if you look at number 8.
Okay.
Instead of saying the last 3 months, you can say every 3 months, if that's what you wish.
I would suggest that we, since this is most, Charles, I think that you might agree that we should simply add it as a parenthetical phrase after number 5 for the emergency contact information to be updated quarterly, because that's the only thing that really needs to be quarterly. Is that okay?
Yeah, I would agree to that as the motion.
So it doesn't have to be the whole thing, just the emergency contact information.
Okay, so we have in parentheses after number 5 to be updated quarterly. That's a friendly amendment.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the motion has been moved.
We accept it.
Something is updated. So when I say what people have done in the last 3 months, is there a date there? But this is being very confusing and a kind of onerous burden. Contact information, emergency information, which is great, which they do keep in a book in master control. Yeah, I get that. Those other stuff is updated, not updated.
No, that's
and
what I'm putting
on the
just the emergency contact information needs to be updated on a quarterly basis.
That's why it's only on the
if need
that's
be.
Why it's
on right, the
point
supposed
call.
To be useless.
The rest of the information would just be for the election.
Well, there is that's very different.
It's 2 o'clock.
Yeah.
Shall
we extend time 5 minutes and then?
I move we extend.
Extend 5 minutes and vote on this and be
just
done.
One more simple thing after that. We actually have.
Well, we still need to vote.
Everything
on
is different one.
Well, did you make a motion to extend?
I did.
Do we have a second? Do we want to vote on it?
Yeah, we need two thirds.
Any objection?
Did you
say 10 minutes?
Yeah.
Any
objection?
15?
10 minutes?
None seen.
Okay,
where are we?
Motion to call the question. Staff membership profile motion. Are there any objections to passing this motion?
As amended.
As amended? There is one. So we're going to take a vote?
No, you
can
all
vote.
Only.
Yeah. Okay. All in favor of the motion, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17.
Yes.
17
is a copy. Yeah, I think
so. Yeah.
Yeah.
All opposed.
Opposed.
All opposed.
Opposed.
1, 2, 2. 3 opposed.
Abstention.
Any abstentions? One, two abstentions.
No, he has no. It's not a question. No, we're voting now.
He already voted.
I know what I'm going to say. I'm changing my vote from yes to abstain.
Okay. Thank you, Ali. I think
three abstentions, one negative on the yes. Minus one on the left.
Right, I got it. Okay, the motion carries. 17 yes, 3 opposed, 3 abstentions.
Okay, what was the count? I'm sorry, Mr. Secretary.
The motion carries. 17 yes, 3 opposed, 3 abstentions.
Okay, perfect. I think we're at time.
We added 10 minutes. And we have
8 minutes.
One last minute.
We got another
5 or 6 minutes.
Very fast, very easy.
From Ken Arrow.
Programming Oversight Committee requests information from the General Manager on the procedures and status of adding new programs to the KPFK online archives and streaming webcasts. Point being that since we have lost our webmaster, no new programs have been added to the archives. Programs that are there can post new episodes. But that's why we were told by the director of Safe Harbor, his programs are not being archived because he can't get a berth in the archive. So they may be archived, but they're not available on the website. So I just want a report on the status and procedure of that from the GM. That's the motion.
All right, any discussion? 28 seconds, I guess.
It is clear there are certain shows that are broadcast and there's certain shows that are only streaming, like the bike show, the Out Agenda, and several others. Mm-hmm. But since we lost Ali, there have been shows approved. I have show proof that we're told we don't know how to put them up. We need to make a space, some sort of mechanism for you to upload them. We don't know how to do that. So that's what I'm saying. In 2016, when I didn't even have a radio, I said everything online. We're doing nothing online, so we don't know what she's doing.
Okay, so that's the motion, though. You're any speaking in support.
Call the question.
Okay. Yeah, I
any
call
other
the
discussion?
Question.
Any other discussion? No. Okay.
Any objections?
Any objections?
Motion carries without objection.
All right. Meeting adjourned.